I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Rescue teams in India struggled through thick sludge and debris Saturday to reach dozens of submerged homes as the death toll from landslides and accidents caused by torrential monsoon rain rose to 125. Maharashtra state is being hit by the heaviest rain in July in four decades, according to experts. Downpours lasting several days have severely affected the lives of hundreds of thousands, while major rivers are in danger of bursting their banks. Parts of India's west coast have received up to 594 millimeters or 23 inches of rain, forcing authorities to move people out of vulnerable areas as they released water from dams about to overflow. The hill station of one area recorded its highest ever rainfall of 60 centimeters in 24 hours. Harsh weather has hit several parts of the world in recent weeks, with floods in China and Western Europe and heat waves in North America raising new fears about the impact of climate change. The Taliban says that they do not want to monopolize power, but they insist there won't be any peace in Afghanistan until there is a new negotiated government in Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani is removed. In an interview with the Associated Press, the Taliban spokesman Swail Shaheen is also a member of the group's negotiating team, and he laid out the insurgent stance on what should come next in the country on a precipice. The Taliban have swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and they're threatening a number of provincial capital advances that some come as last U.S. and NATO soldiers leave Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Firefighters on Friday declared the end of their search for bodies at the site of a collapsed Florida condo building, concluding a month of painstaking work, removing layers of dangerous debris that were once piled several stories high. The June 24th collapse at the Oceanside Towers South killed 97 people, with at least one more missing person yet to be identified. The site has been mostly swept flat and the rubble moved to a Miami warehouse, although forensic scientists are still at work, including examining the debris at the warehouse. There are no more bodies to be found where the building once stood. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has made a rare visit to Tibet, as authorities tighten controls over the Himalayan region's traditional Buddhist culture, accompanied by an accelerated drive for economic development. State media says that Xi visited sites in the capital, including the former palace that was home to the Dalai Lamas, Tibet's traditional leaders. China has, in recent years, stepped up controls over Buddhist monasteries and expanded education in the Chinese rather than Tibetan language. Critics of such policies are routinely detained and can receive long prison terms, especially if they have been convicted of association with the Dalai Lama, who has lived in exile in India. Meanwhile, domestic tourism has expanded and new airports, rail lines, and highways built. Thousands of people have taken to the streets of Sydney and other Australian cities to protest lockdown restrictions amid another surge of cases. Police made several arrests after crowds broke through barriers and threw plastic bottles and plants. The unmasked participants marched from Sydney's Victoria Park to Town Hall in the Central Business District, carrying signs calling for freedom and truth. There was a heavy police presence in Sydney's, including mounted police and riot officers, in response to what authorities said was unauthorized protest activity. Police confirmed a number of arrests. New South Wales police said they recognized and supported the rights of free speech and peaceful assembly, but the protest was a breach of public health sectors. Again, thousands of people took to the streets of Sydney and other Australian cities to protest lockdown restrictions. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.